that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to grow and blow it all, so it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more, a lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Could share lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and things. When you're broke, go and get a loan. Take out another mortgage on your home. Consolidate so you can afford to go and spend some more when you get bored. All we ever want is more, a lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Could share lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and things. Let's swing.
Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a temporary technical difficulty here on Become Vocal Local. Sorry about the delay. It seems that my sound is not getting out. I'm adjusting my headset now on a different system. I'm on the telephone to you on a landline, so we'll go into it. Once again, good morning. Good morning. Boy, don't you like mornings? What's this Will Roberts doing a morning show business? I don't know. I've been going 100 miles an hour all morning trying to get ready to do this broadcast, and it's very difficult from the standpoint of trying to pull together research material the way that I do, philosophical kind of underpinnings and historical outlook and things like that, and crank it all together and then get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and come on to the air and tell you what. I have been jamming, but today we're going to talk about property. I hope you can hear me all right. There's a lot to know about things that are going down today that really, if you look at it from the standpoint of an economic situation, from the standpoint of an economic crash, if you will, no matter how deep and no matter how widespread, no matter how short or how long-lived the financial crash, this crash of the global financial system that we're witnessing today might be, organized government will continue. Now we're going to take a break. Hopefully we can get our technical difficulties straightened out here, and we'll be back. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? The world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
There we go.
We can make it work for the better. We can make it work, you and I.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
And we have returned right here on Become Vocal Local. We're going to have some technical difficulties today, folks, but we've got it worked out from at least a technical standpoint where we'll continue the broadcast. And so once again, this is the Tuesday, September the 23rd, 2008 broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are on the web at republicbroadcasting.org, and today we're going to talk about property a little bit. There's some very interesting things shaping up on the economic system, but as I was saying going into the break, it doesn't really, it does matter, it matters desperately, but it doesn't really matter whether the whole house of cards, the whole SRE falls into the hopper. One thing that we can count on is the continuance of government. Government is going to continue. And so we can go back and look at all of the upheavals throughout all of our country's existence and back through earlier historical occurrences. Economies come, economies collapse. Governmental systems come, governmental systems go. Revolutions occur, but one thing that always is there is government. Government in basically is it's a fundamental basic principle, arguments to the contrary notwithstanding. Governments exist. The governments are exist among men. As we've talked about in previous broadcasts, this has been the way it's been since the time began, folks. I have never been able to find any place in recorded history where there wasn't some kind of government among men. Even if you go back to the cave period, there's not a lot of reliability in the Clan of the Cave Bear series. It is Gene Ahl's huge fiction work. but just taking the information that you can even glean there from an absolute wild fictional standpoint, there's still a system of government, tribes and clans, the might makes right concept. We always, like I said yesterday, we have more needs than we have the power to fulfill them. Men form governments and governmental systems among themselves. So government is going to continue. But today, I'm kind of tweaked out about talking too much more about about government, especially as I try and get my mind wrapped around my new timetable, my new time schedule. For me, I'm a late night person. Early morning, I'm going to have to really reorganize my whole process here to be able to get up early in the morning with an alarm clock. Boy, I hate alarm clocks. I'll tell you, I do. I don't know the bigger fool, the man that invented the alarm clock or the idiot that uses one. I don't know what manner of insanity could possibly be when a man gets out of bed before he even wakes up. I have no idea. Nevertheless, we'll get this schedule set up so that hopefully we'll be able to present cogent material and I can get my mind fired up and running on all cylinders at this time of day. But in the process, I want to talk a little bit about property today. Property, because as we talked about yesterday, I went through this list of Andrew Galambos' basic chain, if you will, of his logic, where everything begins with property. Everything begins with property. I'll give you his definition again. Property is the individual man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. And I'll just read a little bit from his writing here. He says, what is property? Most people think of property in terms of material possessions. And because of this, many have successfully denounced the morality of the pursuit of material well-being and claimed that it produces conflicts with human rights. See, so a lot of people argue about whether we should or shouldn't have property. And as the Marxist number one plank in the Communist Manifesto, the abolition of private property. Well, we can see how desperate that situation is when we understand property rightly. So his definition, again, property is the individual man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. So property is the basis of ownership because to own means to have and hold property. From the definition of property, it follows that man must first own his own life before he can own anything else. Life is, according to Galambos, is defined as primordial property. It goes back to the beginning of time, for man at least. No one may own any man but himself. Thus, property excludes slavery at the outset. But we know that through the might makes right process, slavery has been with us for a very long time. And I think that right now, most of us, especially in this new financial crisis, find ourselves as wage slaves. And Massa ain't happy right now, and he's changing the contract. And so our wages are going to be less and less and less valuable. The things we'll be able to purchase will be of greater and more dear expense to us as the value of our dollar plunges. So this is timely information. We need to understand property and understand it well. So this first derivative of man's life are his thoughts and his ideas. His thoughts and his ideas. As I said yesterday, man moves, man breathes, man drinks, but at the outset, once he's gotten all of his little systems going there, as soon as he pops out, as soon as the brain is formed in the mother's womb, the little guy is sitting there and he's listening. And he's listening to his mother's voice and his father's voice and his brothers and sisters if he has them, and the barking of the dogs. He's listening from inside the womb. And he's learning language. He's learning his skills already. So man thinks, and he has ideas. Maybe he can't understand why he can't get out. Who knows? Who knows? Who could presuppose to know what's in the mind of a child in the womb? But nevertheless, we think. And it's from these thoughts. This is our the very basic parts of our property, our thoughts and our ideas. And it's out of our thoughts and ideas then that we get actions. Hungry, cold, wet, you know, and then you start actions to resolve those things. And it's out of the resolution of those thoughts that property starts to come into the possession of man. And so, anything that seeks to destroy that then seeks to destroy man himself. And the abolition of private property is an abolition of man himself. And I think that there's a lot to be understood in all of that. So we can use some quotations. I've got a bunch of them here and a whole gob of material on this. But here's a quote right out of the Oxford Dictionary of Quotations. It was written by John Ruskin. And he says, whereas it has long been known and declared that the poor have no right to the property of the rich, I wish it also to be known and declared that the rich have no right to the property of the poor. It's a two-way street, folks. The rich cannot claim our land. We cannot have little or no claim on their land. It's a two-way street. And as we become more prosperous, as our ideas and our actions are become refined, and as we take action on our thoughts and our ideas, we too might find ourselves in the class of the prosperous or the wealthy or the rich or the fabulously rich. And so we need to give space to both people, those that have succeeded in life and succeeded handsomely, whether they conquered it or whether they plundered it or whether they earned it or whatever, and even those down in grinding poverty. We all have stations in life, and we're capable of moving up, and we're capable of moving down. The very wealthy can make a bad investment. Maybe they put all their money in the stock market, and today they're ready to throw themselves out of a building window because they find themselves pauper, and they don't know how to deal with it. Okay, so it's all transient. It moves back and forth. Here's another one. We must recollect what it is we have at stake, what it is we have to contend for. It is for our property. It is for our liberty. It is for our independence. Nay, he says, for our existence as a nation. It is for everything dear and valuable to man on this side of the grave. This is what we're talking about here, our property. That was by William Pitt, written in July of 1803. here's another one. Property has its duties as well as its rights. Thomas Drummond, 1797 to 1840. This is out of the Oxford Dictionary of Quotations. Here's another one. It says, life, liberty, and property do not exist because men have made laws. On the contrary, it was the fact that life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that caused men to make laws in the first place. And that's out of The Law by Frederick Bastiat. Now, the phone lines are wide open today. It's 1-800-313-9443. Let's talk about property. Let's talk about your perception of it. Come and dialogue with us while we're having technical difficulties and share your thoughts. Join in the conversation today. Again, it's 1-800-313-9443. There's other things to look about when we think about property because we don't understand, at least I don't thoroughly understand, and I've been involved with it for a long time, we don't really understand how we actually possess or how we actually hold our property. You know, at one time, having a fee simple absolute title was just about as good as a guy could get, but it hasn't always been that way. Let me go back here and let's see. This is out of, I don't know if any of you have ever heard of a man named John Salmond. He wrote a book, Salmond on Jurisprudence. It was originally published back in 1901. I have a 1966 edition. I think this is the 14th edition. Not quite certain. Let me see if I can find that. No, this is the 12th edition in 1966. And here in there's a chapter on property. John Salmond on Jurisprudence is a very credible reference document, and I think we should have come to a break here someplace, but let's see, 19, should be coming up on one any moment, so I won't go into this too deeply, but what John Salmond wrote when he wrote this book was basically a textbook, and so it's a very useful guide for those of us that study, for instance, out of the Black's Law Dictionary. Now, we're going to continue with this on the other side of this break. I can just keep right on talking now because when you're on a landline, you don't have to worry about the music. Only with Skype does it, you know, overpower the voice. So I can talk right on up to the break and go right on into the commercial if I want to, but I won't. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local, won't you?
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
And we have returned right here on Become Vocal Local. Boy, I'll tell you what, like a trained dog, I'm trying to speak into my microphone and there's nothing going on with that, so I don't have to bother. What a process. Okay, so anyway, back to John Solomon, The Law of Property, Chapter 23, published in 1966. We're looking at the 12th edition. I think you might find this a little bit interesting to hear, because it certainly was a heads-up to me. Let's see if we can get right to it here. And where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Yes, indeed. Because what we're here, we go. Listen to this. According to the ancient English doctrine, there can be no owner of land except the crown itself. So you can just take the crown out when we talk about the crown and insert the state, all right, for the topic here. The fee simple of land, the greatest right in which a subject can possess, is not in truth ownership, but a mere encumbrance upon the ownership of the crown, or you could say state. Although this theory is still sometimes maintained in words, it now has no practical consequence. Before 1926, it had a consequence in the distinction between escheat and the taking of goods as bona vacantia. When a tenant in fee simple died without leaving an heir or devisee, the land reverted or escheated to the crown, or if it had been held of a mens lord, to the mens lord. That is to say, the interest of the crown or the mens lord, which had never been divested, but had merely been encumbered by the fee simple, would, through the destruction of this encumbrance, become once more an interest in demesne. It goes back to the crown. What is that? What is that? When we think about buying property with our Federal Reserve fiat money, funny money notes, and then we find ourselves, it's just like buying an automobile and you know that you don't get the dealer's receipt, you have to apply for a title, and then if you move from state to state, you have to get another title, and the state seems to have some ownership position in your automobile, because if they pull you over along the road, they can seize your automobile. And if you happen to fall in arrears of your taxes, then, of course, your property can be seized, whether that be personal property or whether that be private property, whether that be your house or otherwise. So there might be something, I'm not saying that I've studied this as deeply as I would like to here, but it was quite a heads up to me when I was reading in this history of jurisprudence that the fee simple of land, which at the time, which in the early days was the greatest right in which a subject can possess, was not in truth ownership. And that might help us to understand a little bit of the problems that we might be having right now with things like codes and rules and regulations, where somehow or another the state seems to be able to tell us in their mind what we can do or cannot do with our property and with our lands. Let's go into this a little deeper. Here's in Black's Law Dictionary. It says alloidial. Actually, we should start with alloyed, A-L-L-O-D, alloyed, an alloyed, in history. It's the domain of a household, so it would be the domain of a feudal baron, let's say, in the feudal system, and he would have all of his tenants around him. Tenants in common, villeins, village, a village. So the concept of allodial builds from this allod. The allodial, here it is, held in absolute ownership, pertaining to an allodium, and compare it with feudal, also spelled allodial, one L, A-O-A-L-O-D-I-A-L, allodial, allodial. Allodial is the adverb. Here's what they say in Black's Law Dictionary in the 8th. The term allodial originally had no necessary reference to the mode in which the ownership of land could be conferred. It simply meant land held in absolute ownership, not in dependence upon any other body or person in whom the proprietary rights were supposed to reside or to whom the possessor of land was bound to render service. We can talk about the militia, you know, being bound to render service to the militia. Why? Because you held your land not as an allodial position. You had your land in fee simple in the colonies. Now, you could gain land by declaring your independence from England and fighting a war and standing your banner, putting your flag on the soil and claim it and say, this is our land now. This is the United States of America, or the Confederacy. This is our land now, and we've beat you at a war, and so stay out. We are the rulers here now. And so then that would change the relationship immediately of all of the land holdings. Everyone would have perhaps an allodial right, if you will, or an allodial interest in their property. They would not be bound to render service to any man. And so immediately we have to create a new form of government. We can't have all the people out there all of a sudden being sovereigns, free men on free land. So we immediately change and create a new state. And then under that state, new rights and relationships to the land are created. If you recall, I don't know on this broadcast, and I haven't on this broadcast, so I'll simply say it now. Here's I consider it to be a revelation. It goes along this line. And I'll let you know what that line is right after the break, because I can hear it coming and I don't want to spoil it. So stick with us right here on Become Vocal Local. We're struggling through with technical difficulties today. I hope the broadcast is coming to you quite well, and your calls are welcome. Do call in.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johnglia.com.
And we're back. One more time right here on Become Vocal Local. Now, as we were going in, I was going to make a statement, but I think I'll hold that one and just continue reading here for a minute. Continuing again from Black's Law Dictionary, under the definition of alloidial, it continues thus. It would thus properly apply to the land which in the original settlement had been allotted to the individuals. While bookland was bookland, was primarily applicable to the land, the title to which rested on a formal grant. I'm backing up. I'm just cutting this up into lots of little teeny pieces. Let's look at it again. It would thus properly apply to the land in which the original settlement had been allotted to individuals. So let's say we come out and we do the, go through the homestead process. As a homesteader, you, would race in your Conestoga wagon or your buckboard or whatever, and you would go out into Oklahoma or some of the other places where they homesteaded, and even up in Alaska there's homesteads, and you go out and you find this spot. You have to find it on a map first in Alaska, but perhaps out in the hinterlands. I think it was all by sections, townships, and ranges, even if it was just paper surveys. So you race out there with your buckboard, your horse is all lathered up, and you find a little creek someplace, or you find a little spring someplace, or you find a nice little valley, and you can't see anybody else around, so you stick your flag in the ground. Now, from that point forward, you had to prove up your claim on that land if you wanted to be able to receive a homestead on it. And if my memory serves me right, that's a 12 by 12 four-square building that had to be built there. And plus you needed to establish some kind of water for yourself. And then you needed to remain in occupation for a certain amount of time. And if you filled all of those things, then you got a homestead. Now, we don't know. I don't know. I don't know whether you got a homestead title. I don't know whether you got a homestead deed. I don't know whether you got a homestead grant or just exactly how the conveyance occurred. But here, in our definition, it would say it would thus properly apply to the land which in the original settlement had been allotted to individuals. So it's possible that if you had had land that you had homesteaded, that you would have an alloidial interest in it. In other words, held in absolute ownership. And so, let's continue. In England, of course, it would thus, it would thus properly be applied to land which the original settlement had been allotted to individuals, while book land, here's the, where I wanted to go, while book land was primarily applicable to the land, the title to which rested on a formal grant. And so when William Penn and the proprietors came over, they came under grants of some sort. And I would have to go back and do title research on all of that to understand it precisely. Before long, the article continues, however, the words appear to have been used synonymously to express land held in absolute ownership, the subject of free disposition or by will. So you could give it to anybody, bequeath it, grant it to anyone, and that title would transfer. That alloidial title, that bookland title would transfer. And so you would actually be able to convey your property to someone else without an intermedium. Now, alloidium is a little bit different, and this is again has the same roots, alloed. It's an estate held in fee simple absolute. Now, you might rush to your closet after the broadcast or wherever your filing cabinet and take out your deed to your property or your title insurance documents and see how you're holding your land. What estate do you have? Do you have a fee simple estate? Are you holding your land in fee simple? Are you holding your land in fee simple absolute? What happens when you introduce a mortgage? Who's holding title then? How does that process work? All of this has a bearing on when we think about our property rights, especially property in land. There are many kinds of property, however, and so it's not just strictly to land, but it is an interesting thing, is it not? If we don't actually have anything more than a possessory interest, if our deeds that we paid for 30 years on your mortgage to acquire is nothing more than an encumbrance on the state's ownership of your property, and you were never informed of that and you didn't know that, and you worked for 30 years and you paid that mortgage off and you bought a $50,000 house and it wound up costing you $175,000 when you paid all the interest, wouldn't it be something to know? Wouldn't that be a question you might want to raise with your county commissioners, with your state representative? What is my interest in my land? Do I own my land or do I not? A good question. Remember when we had Alfred Addisk on and we were talking about procedural due process and we found that notice and an opportunity to be heard constitute procedural due process and that when we make statements to our officials and to the courts, they then can assume that we know everything we need to know, so we don't make statements, we ask questions. And so we could ask questions, what manner of ownership do I have in my land? Here's my deed. Do I own my land, or does the state own my land? How come you can tax my property? I'd like to have I have a guest in mind. I haven't contacted her yet, but I look forward to getting her on air because we're going to talk about property taxes and why we're able to be property taxed, and should it continue. She'd like to see property taxes go bye-bye. But, of course, if we go back and read the Federalist Papers, the power to tax property was given to the states. So now I'll say the thing that I was going to say before. This is something that came to me back in 2004. It was on June 30th. It goes like this. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. That in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. And so in this rise of statism, the state of Missouri, the state of Ohio, the state of Kansas, the state of Tennessee, the state of Massachusetts, the Commonwealth, in the rise of statism, when we have a state, the state arrogates unto itself all of the natural law. It takes everything to itself, and it gives you back small change. When you buy a piece of property within a state, then, does the state just give you back an encumbrance on their ownership position? Is that what it really amounts to? Is that how it works? I think we should find out, don't you? We'll look into it and look into it deeper. Remember yesterday we were talking about, see if I can find it in here, the true revolution, crime. Boy, there's a bunch of them. Here we go. Andrew Galambos. Here's his two definitions again. Well, I'll just give you the definition of a state. He says, a state is any person or organization that claims to protect property by coercing the owner of the property to use and pay for its services, claiming legality as its justification. A state is any person. That's a legal entity, fictional person, the person. A state is any person or organization that claims to protect property by coercing, there's your taxes, the owner of the property to use and pay for its services, schools, claiming legality as its justification. Pretty good definition. Not bad. Here's a little bit more. Let's go in and think more about property and various quotations. Each of us has a natural right from God to defend his person, his liberty, and his property. These are three basic requirements of life, and the preservation of any one of them is completely dependent upon the preservation of the other two. For what are our faculties but the extension of our individuality? And what is property but an extension of our faculties? If every person has the right to defend, even by force, his person, his liberty, and his property, then it follows that a group of men have the right to organize and support a common force to protect these rights constantly. And this is from Frederick Bastiat, his law. And so we can see that he has a slightly different take on that, where Galambos says that a state is a person or an organization that claims to protect property by coercing the owner of the property to use and pay for its services, claiming legality as its justification. Bastiat claims or states that a group of men have the right to organize and support a common force to protect these rights constantly. To protect these rights constantly. And if you remember Galambos, he approached that under his definition of capitalism, where he says that capitalism, let's see if I can get it, capitalism is difficult. Usually have us all typed out so that it flows sweeter. Let's see here if we got it. Let's see if we can find it. I can't. Don't see it. Anyway, capitalism is that societal condition, I believe. I'm just paraphrasing now, that protects the property absolutely. So there's these different little twists that we need to understand because we don't have all the answers. We don't have all the solutions. And as we're going into this meltdown and we're watching this corporatist, fascist nationalization, you know, what was Nazi? The National Socialist Workers' Party. So if we're in the process now of nationalizing our banking institutions, beyond the Federal Reserve, which is bad enough, a central bank. But now we're nationalizing our big banking houses and bringing them down, paring it down to 4, 8, 10, 12, however many remain. And we're doing the same with our large insurance groups, AIG. Now we're getting to the point where we're really moving into a corporatist, fascist, you know, naked corporate fascist system. And that's why I go back and I says, no matter how deep, no matter how widespread, no matter how short, how long lived this 2008 crash of the global financial system is, we're still going to be dealing with government. Organized government will continue. If it doesn't, everything that we talk about on RBN, it becomes irrelevant, to be sure. You know, it's going to become irrelevant. We won't even recognize the existence that we have in this world if there isn't some form of government. Because, again, governments are instituted among men to secure these blessings, if you will. And even if all of the government that has been instituted seems to the people as a curse, it may be for their safety against the rest of the world that's trying to exterminate this government. This is what happened in Germany. This is what happened there, where they had to basically defend against the rest of the world because the rest of the world didn't like what was going down over there, which is ridiculous. If we had really been bright in my mind, we would have teamed up with Adolf Hitler, swung around, hit the city of London, turned right back around, and went after Russia and got all the Bolsheviks and Mensheviks. Then we could have dealt with Adolf across the table. But, you know, that's not the way it worked out. We moved further and further into this communist socialist system. Anywho, long stories and short stories. So there's many different ways of looking at property and our relationship with property. Let's look at another one. This is from John Locke. John Locke insisted that whatsoever a person had mixed his labor with and joined to it something that is his own, he thereby makes his own property. He makes property. So we put our hands to something. We put our mind to something. We put our efforts and our actions onto something, and then it becomes our own property. But what is this power of the state that lurks out here that has the ability through the civil asset forfeiture and seizure law to just take your property without just compensation? How does that work? How does that line up with anything that we understand as being American, if you will? Let's look at some definitions right out of the dictionary. I like to do that. This is, looks to me by the, I've got these all typed out in advance from previous broadcasts. This is definitely Noah Webster, 1828, just looking at it. It goes like this. It's a long one. There's lots of senses in this. Many different meanings to the word property. Property, if not, it is contracted. The Latin proprietas, blah, 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 French propriety. And proprietors, important. Here's the first sense. A peculiar quality of anything, that which is inherent in a subject or naturally essential to it, called by logicians an essential mode. Thus, color is the property of light. Extension and figure are properties of bodies. Second sense. An acquired or artificial quality, that which is given by art or bestowed by man. The poem has the properties which constitute excellence, quality, disposition. I continue down, just dropping through these quickly. He's got a bunch. The exclusive right of possessing, enjoying, and disposing of a thing. Okay? This was in 1828. This is the Noah Webster's dictionary. Here's this fourth sense. It's the exclusive. In other words, others can't come in. Stay off. No trespassing. It's the exclusive right of possessing. Possession is extremely important. As they say, possession is 9 points in the law. The exclusive right of possessing, enjoying. Hey, don't mess with me. You know, this is my property over here. Shut your dang dog up. I'm trying to enjoy my property over here, you know. You got your property, I got mine. If I mess with you, you know, you'd be upset. Well, your dog's messing with me, so shut your dog up. I'm trying to sit out here and read a book. You mind? I own this land, you own your land. Your dog's bugging me. Quiet him. You know, you have an exclusive right of enjoying and disposing of a thing. Don't tell me who I can't sell my land to. This man wanted to give me gold and silver coin. I agreed to give, you know, he's going to give me the gold and silver coin. I take the gold and silver coin, and I'm going to give him the land, and here's the key, and I'm out of here. You can dispose of a thing. It's ownership. It's ownership. We own it. Okay? In the beginning of the world, the Creator gave to man dominion over the earth, over the fish of the sea, the fowls of the air, and over every living thing. Noah Webster here. And this is the foundation of man's property in the earth and in all its productions. Now, that presupposes that the Hebrew story was correct and that this is the case, and that their story of creation runs in effect. But if it is the custom and the tradition of the people, and it certainly is in this country, this is the custom and the tradition that our system of law was built upon, with that as an understanding, then we have dominion over the earth, and that when we stick our flag in the ground and say, this is mine, and you either pay for it, you seize it, you inherit it, you know, or whatever, then this is yours. And this is the foundation, again, of man's property in the earth and all, in all of its productions. Prior occupancy of land and of wild animals gives to the possessor the property of them. So everything that runs with the land and everything that ran across the land, if it is your land, is yours. We'll be back right after this break. Stay with us.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
We've returned right here and become vocal local, and heading into the last and shortest break of the day, or the last segment of the day. I like to think that I have a certain sensitivity to intuition and whatnot. And reflecting during that last break, I would have to say that this has probably been one of the most disjointed broadcasts I have ever done in all of the broadcasts that I have done over these past years. And all afternoon yesterday, I was working on a broadcast for today, typing and pulling things together. And last night, when I realized it was time for me to go to bed, I had to get up, because I'm now on this new morning schedule. I wasn't satisfied at all with what I'd produced yesterday. And so when I woke up this morning, I had basically nothing to come on the air with. And so I frustrated around and swirled and swirled. But I think my subconscious mind was telling me I should have just been relaxing. There was going to be something wrong with our telephone connection today, and that it wasn't going to be a stellar broadcast no matter how I strove for it. And sometimes we just have to learn how to let go a little bit. And, so to speak, put your oars in your boat. If we have any faith at all, then we need to understand that we are not going to be imperiled needlessly, you know, in our lives. And that sometimes we grab hold of the oars and we just row furiously and furiously and furiously, seemingly getting nowhere, bumping into things, going backwards, running over your fishing line. There goes the fishing pole over the side of the boat. One of the kids just dropped off the side and we have to snag them up, you know, and so on and so forth. We row and we row furiously, you know, getting very little done, accomplishing very little. But if in faith we can put our oars inside the boat and just see where life takes us, I think it might produce at least certainly a more enjoyable and interesting ride, and definitely far less frustrating. Now, there's a whole bunch of information that we'll cover tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have all of the sound things restored and figure out what either I or RBN's technical difficulty is, and I'll be back on, and we can make good archives. But in the meantime, between now and then, do look up property. Just type it into your search engine, Scroogle or Dogpile or Web Ferret or whatever, Mozilla, whatever you use, and look up property and see what you can find out about it. We should have had 10 callers today. Everybody's got property. Everybody has property interests. And I don't know why the calls don't come in on this broadcast. Perhaps it's because you're interested in what I have to say. Maybe it's because it's not the standard mill kind of topics, and so you don't have ready questions at your fingertips. But nevertheless, we all have property. Your very existence, your life, your very existence is your number one property. And so to preserve, protect, and defend that above all else, against all enemies, foreign and domestic, should always be our number one goal. If it isn't life, it's death. And if it's just going to be death, then I guess we might as well just start digging the holes now. But anyway, you can go to freedomadvocates.org, www.freedomadvocates.org, and look at all the interesting things that are available on that website that will help you to understand our relationship with the ground, our property, understanding what is sustainable development, how all of this stuff is coming on us and at us that wants to deprive us of our private property. You can also go back to the archives and just walk through them one broadcast at a time and see this long a chain of links that we've been forging here on Become Vocal Local. Well, I can hear the music. So, my name is William Roberts. I do thank you for listening. And until the next time, good day.
Tell you why I